Jalen Rose, you like to say that you are most famous in two specific kinds of places. Is that right?
Two specific places, Pablo. The delivery room and barbershops.
Barbershops, that should be obvious to anybody who's ever seen you. Your hairline is immaculate. It's the finest in America. Angles measured by protractors. But it's that first part. I need you to explain your global influence in delivery rooms.
My name is Jalen Garrison. Is there anything else after that?
Yes, Jalen Rose indirectly did still have an impact on my name, yes.
According to my dad, he happened to go to a Pacers game with his brother, my uncle.
The way I spell my name, Jalen, is J-A-L-E-N.
I give all of the credit to my mother, the late, great Jeannie Cassandra Rose, who my family lost and this world lost on February 2nd. I come from a broken home, Pablo. She was a single parent. I'm the youngest of four. She was giving birth to her baby boy. My biological father wasn't in the picture. My uncle Leonard rushed her to the hospital to give birth. She was trying to decide on names. So she figured she'd combine my biological father, James, with my uncle Leonard, and thus gave birth to the name Jalen. She's the inventor, she's the creator of the name.
My name is Jalen Johnson.
My name is Jalen. Do you want my last name?
I spell my name J-A-L-E-N.
My name is spelled J-A-L-E-N.
At the NFL draft this week, here are a few names you're gonna hear. Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Mayfield, and at the NBA draft in July, Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green, and Jalen Johnson are all projected to go in the first eight picks alone. Throw in Jalen Brown of the Celtics, and Jalen Ramsey of the Rams, and Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, plus many, many, many more, and it is obvious. Generation Jalen is here. So what inspired that name across sports and across society? Our good friend and colleague Jalen Rose says he did. So today, a very special ESPN Daily investigation to find out if it's true or just more barbershop bravado. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Wednesday, April 28th. This is ESPN Daily. Jalen Rose, you are a former college basketball and NBA star. You're now an analyst on NBA Countdown, a co-host of your own show, Jalen and Jacoby. And you have never been timid about making bold statements, it is safe to say. But we are here to talk to you today about one of the craziest sounding boasts I've ever heard anybody make. And it is that you, specifically, are the forefather of the name Jalen.
I am definitely the oldest Jalen. I'm definitely the eldest Jalen. There was a time in my life where I actually got teased for the name. There's nobody more brutally honest than kids and the elderly. So imagine being a third, fourth, fifth grade skinny kid with patches on his pants and bumps on his face. People tease me about my name so very much. It became a topic of conversation and it got me into a lot of altercations, actually. One of the things my mother did is she told me that the name Jalen was a superpower. And so, again, I give my mother the entire credit for creating the name. There are so many people throughout the world that are making up names for their children. She made up one that actually stuck.
So when do you start to realize, Jalen, that the name you have was becoming this whole thing? Like, what is your theory about how it went from allegedly just you to now this background noise, this name that we all just hear all the time now?
I started to realize that Jalen was becoming a common name once I got to the NBA. When I was in high school, I won a couple of city, couple of states, and I was a McDonald's All-American. And then when I went to Michigan, this is the early 90s, the Fab Five, and the game-changing group that we ended up being with Juwan, Chris, Ray, and Jimmy.
Jalen Rose off balance, got it! It looks like a forced shot, and yet he converts with the baseline J.
Jalen Rose has 19, and Michigan has regained the lead.
Wow. The University of Michigan is a storied school. I can't go anywhere without somebody saying, go blue. I'm an alum. And then I go to the NBA.
With the 13th pick in the 1994 NBA draft, the Denver Nuggets select Jalen Rose from the University of Michigan.
I'm playing in the league. I was in Last Dance playing against Michael Jordan. I was out there on the floor. I was playing against Shaq and Kobe in the NBA Finals, the biggest stage in basketball, against some of the biggest names.
Back up top to Jalen Rose. He goes down the lane by Shaq and lays it in.
Jalen Rose has been terrific from start to finish.
So those brands elevated the name. Once I got to the league around 2000, I started to meet fans who would come up to me and tell me that they named their son or their daughter Jalen.
My name is spelled J-A-L-E-N, and my auntie had a crush on Jalen Rose at the time. She liked his waves.
So I just want to make this 1,000% clear at the outset, Jalen. It is your claim that after spending your childhood being mocked for having this very strange name that you say no one else had, you ultimately became a star at Michigan and then in the NBA. And so people out there who were making babies, they heard the name Jalen while watching your games, I presume, and they thought, oh, yeah, that is it. That is the name of my child.
Yes. And when someone comes up to you and says, my little brother or cousin or my son or my daughter is named after you, that's the ultimate homage that you can pay to somebody. Because if you don't like someone, if you don't respect someone or appreciate someone, you definitely are not naming your pride or joy after that person. You're just not going to do it. How about this, Pablo? We lost my mom, and I was going through a lot of the things that she had in her room and a few of her envelopes and stuff, and I'll actually show it to you. I took a picture of this. She was sitting there watching TV, and for some reason, she started writing down all of the Jalens that she saw or heard that day. And I was looking at the paper. It was like Jalen Brunson, Jalen Sanders. It was so many people from so many different sports that carried the name, represented the name. And so then started me to realize I have a sense of responsibility to actually carry the name with dignity, because I'm the first person named Jalen. When I see Jalen Hurts getting benched in Philadelphia by the Eagles, I'm standing up for my guy. No doubt about it. I don't like to see a Jalen unhappy. When Ramsey was with the Jaguars, that hurt me. Jalen Brown needs a center in Boston. It hurts me. And Shaquille O'Neal and Denzel Washington are two of the greatest and the most accomplished human beings at anything to walk the face of the earth. So I'm not surprised that people name their kids after them. However, I did a little investigation. All of those kids are black. The name Jalen, boys, girls, so many different races and nationalities.
I was going to ask you about this. You're telling me that there is a rainbow coalition of Jalens.
It definitely is, no doubt about it. Walking the face of the earth, I see it every day. Chinese, Asian, Jamaican, Haitian, Mexican, Latino. Usually when you meet a Jalen, either they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing, very mischievous, or they're doing something outstanding. And that represents the original, Jalen Rose himself.
Jalen, you are making a case built over 30 plus years. I now understand this. And we've asked you to make that case on ESPN Daily because we plan to solve it. I want to chase down every lead possible to determine once and for all whether you are indeed the Jalen who launched a thousand Jalens, thousands upon thousands of Jalens, really. So do you authorize us to take on this question, to explore it scientifically, journalistically, everyistically, actually, and bring you the findings?
Absolutely. Call an archaeologist, call Jacques Cousteau, call whoever you want to call. My mother created the name, January 30th, 1973.
All right, coming up, we spend way too much time diving deep into the rabbit hole of the Jalenverse, and we actually find some answers and even more questions. The game is afoot.
When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Okay, so our first call, it has to be to someone who knows Jalen Rose really well, a longtime friend, maybe a coworker, someone who has maybe even heard this theory before.
Ever since I've known him, he has made the claim that Jalen Rose is the first Jalen.
Dave Jacoby is the co-host of Jalen and Jacoby. He has heard this theory before.
Now, if you think about it, if you think about the history of our species, and the history of language, those two syllables are a natural match. So the idea that he is the first Jalen is his idea, but it just can't be the objective reality because I'm taking the field on the billions and trillions of people that have also put those two syllables together. I'm taking the field on that one. Like he can be right and wrong at the same time, and he often is. I would say that the popularity of the name Jalen, especially with NBA and NFL drafts, it was probably about 7 years ago when it was just like undeniable all these top 10 Jalens were being picked. And to be fair, I would say that a strong majority of those were named after Jalen Rose. However, he cannot be as influential as he thinks he is. You know, he claims turtlenecks. He claimed the popularity of turtlenecks. The only reason why people wear turtlenecks is because I wore a turtleneck on television. And again, it's not objectively the truth, but it's also not a lie. He dances on the margins of his claim and influence in a way where you can't prove him wrong, but you also can't prove him right.
But that is precisely what we got to do. We want to prove that the case of the billions of people versus Jalen Rose is wrong or right. So we need to look to the athletes themselves. And for that, we got a major assist from someone who also is on the Jalen beat. Eric Woodyard, you're a writer for ESPN.com. You're our new Lions beat writer next season. Congrats on that. You are also a Michigan native. And so officially, it is an honor to join investigative forces with you, Eric, on what I consider one of the greatest research projects in ESPN history.
The parents were obviously the stars of the show because they named the kids that. So they were the stars. I mean, even more than the athletes. So that was pretty fun.
So one of those kids that you talked to, Eric, is now grown up. He's an offensive lineman. He went to Michigan. He's a potential first round draft pick tomorrow named Jalen Mayfield.
First of all, just going with the obvious, man. Do you know how you got your name at all?
Yeah, so my mom and dad were big Fab Five fans. And growing up in the state of Michigan, you know, they thought you know, going with a name from the Fab Five, you know, would be the way. And they named me Jalen.
So Jalen Mayfield says definitively that he is named after Jalen Rose. And that makes sense, Eric. He's a Wolverine. He's a prototypical example that is very clear. But looking around the Jalen stock exchange, I'm looking at Jalen Suggs of Gonzaga, the point guard who has been surging. He's going to be a top five pick in the NBA draft. He's the guy who hit that 40-foot Final Four buzzer beater. What can you tell us about how Jalen Suggs got his name?
It was really, really funny because he said as a kid, when he would introduce himself, he would say, hey, my name is Jalen, like Jalen Rose.
You know, and dad told me that I was named after him. And, you know, I went to go look at, you know, some of the highlights and old stuff on him. You know, as a kid especially, I was always excited to talk about.
And I actually have a picture from Jalen Suggs' mom where they went down to the McDonald's All-American game around 2014. He might have been a middle schooler. And that's where he got a chance to meet Jalen Rose for the first time. This little bitty picture, little bitty kid picture of Jalen Suggs, like meeting Jalen Rose for the first time. And Jalen Suggs' mom, she said she was hoping that Jalen Rose would call, you know, one of the NCAA games because they wanted to recreate that picture. So Jalen Rose, man, if you want to recreate that picture, they're more than willing to do it.
I'm looking at the list of guys that you interviewed, Eric, and Jalen Brunson is on that list. And why is Jalen Brunson especially meaningful for Jalen Rose here?
His dad was an NBA teammate of Jalen Rose's. So not only were people around Michigan, you know, loving that name and naming their kids that, but his actual teammates were loving that name. So Rick Brunson, you know, would name his young son Jalen Brunson.
I asked my mom. She said that they were on Washington Sports Center and they were just like going through names, like joking around. My dad said Shaquille, and my mom said, no way. There's no way. He's no. But then Jalen came around and they both really liked it. And yeah, that's what I was named after.
So Eric, after doing all of this research, all of this investigative work, what have you learned about the name Jalen across sports?
After talking to parents, after talking to athletes, after doing a lot of research on this, I have to say that Jalen Rose has directly influenced, you know, this generation of Jalen. We got to call it the Jalen generation, and they're all Jalen Rose's babies. I definitely will go on the record and say that, you know, because a lot of athletes have told me that, a lot of parents have told me, and the parents are the ones that name their kids that. So you got to go with what they're saying.
So Eric's going to go write up his dossier of athlete Jalen's, and we need to do some fact-checking later with Jalen Rose himself. We have some other details to follow up on. But Jalen's influence, we should remember, is also supposed to be different because it cuts across gender. Jalen, the name, is supposed to be for boys, for girls, for everyone.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jalen Agnew, spelled J-A-Y-L-Y-N, and I am a guard for the Atlanta Dream.
So, Jalen, is there a story behind how you got your first name?
So, my mom and dad have differing stories on this. My mom, actually, the first time she heard the name Jalen was from Jalen Rose, and she decided whether or not she's going to have a boy or girl. She was going to name it Jalen no matter what, maybe change the spelling a little bit. And then my dad's version is that his first name is Jay, J-A-Y, and my mom's middle name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and they just combined them both and then took off the last N.
When you meet another Jalen with any sort of spelling underneath that Jalen umbrella, do you feel sort of kinship to them?
I would say so, you know. When you hear someone named Jalen, you're like, what's up? Like, we're in the club. And so I think there's definitely a little bit of kinship there.
And Jalen, do you have a message for Jalen Rose then? Anything you'd like him to know? Anything you'd like to say to him?
I would like to say to his mom, thank you for naming him Jalen so that I could eventually now have my name Jalen. And that it's kind of unique that we also share the same basketball number. So if he ever wants to play again soon after I rehab, then we can see maybe who's the best number five Jalen.
As for who is in the Jalen club, spelling and pronunciation, they're a thing here. Because I am sure you are now asking, well, did you guys consider Jalen Popcorn in your investigation? The pro soccer player from Slovenia, first name spelled J-A-L-E-N, born 1979, just 6 years after Jalen Rose. Well, of course we did. But ESPN research confirms that in Slovenia, J-A-L-E-N is not pronounced Jalen. It's Jalen.
Jalen Popcorn, ki danes igra na desnem boku.
Yeah, that doesn't count, obviously, right? Like, Jalens don't get into club Jalen. But there is clearly a whole world of Jalens out there, spreading across continents, beyond just America, and beyond just sports. And those non-athlete Jalens, they would seem equally important to the sheer scale of Jalen Rose's claim here, that all of them trace back to him, that one single person can be this cosmic central hub of so many Jalens. Which is why we found ourselves consulting our very own ESPN Daily intern, who could relate. Sania Blue, we canvassed ESPN looking for investigative help, and you raised your hand as a Jalen expert because the name Jalen, it turns out, is very personal to you.
Yes, it is, actually. My younger brother's name is Jalen, and my best friend is named Jalen as well. They share the same birthday, so there's also a Jalen convention that happens in our own world here. And then I know at least 10 to 15 other Jalens just from going to school with them and having them as close friends as well.
Man, and like that would be enough, but that wasn't enough for you because we put you on assignment to track down just people named Jalen in the world, and how many Jalens did you end up talking to in total for our project?
Pablo, so many. I talked to nearly 30 Jalens from all over the country.
My name is Jalen Banks, J-A-L-E-N, the correct way. Jalen Rose got it right.
My name is Jalen Gilkey, J-A-E-L-E-N.
My name is Jalen Ashley Thomas, J-A-Y-L-E-N.
My name is Jalen Hunt, J-A-Y-L-E-N.
My name is Jalen Henderson, J-A-L-Y-N.
My name is Jalen Johnson. I spell my name J-A-L-E-N.
So after talking to all of these Jalens, did it feel like you got a sense of whether a majority of them, Sania, were actually named after Jalen Rose?
Yes, it did. I felt like I would say about 95% of the Jalens I spoke with were actually named after Jalen Rose.
When I was born in 1994, Michigan was having they were hot, Fab Five. So the biggest reason why I got the name Jalen was because of Jalen Rose.
I was given the name Jalen. My parents were actually watching the Sweet 16 when Jalen's college was playing in it. And my mom was like, that would be a nice name.
The story of how I got my name was when they said Jalen, I kicked a little bit.
My dad and his younger sister were at a restaurant and they were playing a basketball game on TV. And Jalen Rose was playing during the game. I said, okay, that could be nice for a girl. Let's write it down. So they wrote down 15 different versions of how to spell Jalen on a restaurant napkin. Went home to my mom and said, this is what I've got. Pick one. This is what it's going to be.
It is worth noting that since taking on this Jalen investigation, Sania Blue now has a new job at ESPN, perhaps further testament to the power of Jalen's in action. But let's be honest here, because as a very wise nerd once said, presumably from the inside of a locker, the plural of anecdote is not data. So we need numbers, hard numbers. We need statistics. We needed a genuine obsessive who would care about this investigation just as much as we do.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Moss. I'm founder and CEO of BabyNames.com and co-host of the Baby Names podcast.
So we're talking to you today, Jennifer, because we're trying to get information on the name Jalen to see if there's any connection to our colleague Jalen Rose, who became a celebrity himself at the University of Michigan and then became a star in the NBA with the Indiana Pacers. So what have you found?
It's so interesting because I never would have gone and dived into these numbers unless I was doing this for you. But what I found, and his career started at Michigan in 1991, and the name started hitting the U.S. charts in 1992. And it debuted at number 378. Then it jumps to 216 in 1993. So what I say is that when a name jumps fast, that means there's something going on, that something is influencing it. So it stays on the top 1,000 from 1992 through 2019, which is the last reported list from the U.S. Social Security Office. So why wasn't it anywhere on the charts before 1992? Well, of course, because it must have been influenced by Jalen Rose, right? And what's more interesting is I started looking at the state data. So the U.S. Social Security Office does break down name stats by state, but they only report on the top 100 for each state. But I looked at two particular states, where Jalen was prevalent on the top 100. And can you guess what two states those were?
I'm going to guess it's Indiana and Michigan.
It is. You're right. In Michigan, it debuted as number 80 in 1993, right in the middle of his Michigan career, and stayed in the top 100 to 2003, so a whole decade. And it was most popular in the year 2000 at number 74. Now in Indiana, it hits the charts in 1998. And went till 2002. So that was a little less, you know, prevalent than Michigan. Obviously, he was born in Michigan, he grew up in Michigan, and so he's their hometown hero.
I also know that there are other variations on Jalen as spelled J-A-L-E-N. What do you understand about how those names all may be related to this one?
Well, the alternate spelling J-A-Y-L-I-N, which is used for girls, popped onto the U.S. charts in the year 2000 and stayed there until 2015. So that was a decade and a half. I looked at J-A-L-Y-N, and that was on the charts from 1999 to 2006.
So in terms of those other alternative variations, Jennifer, did any of those pop up before Jalen, J-A-L-E-N, emerged onto the scene?
No, J-A-L-E-N was first, which is why I feel that that influenced the alternate spellings.
So in terms of what Jalen has been claiming for a long time, Jennifer, that he is the original, the inspiration for all these subsequent Jalens that you've tracked for us here, is that fair for him to say?
Absolutely. I would say so. I think he could definitely be proud of how he influenced the future Jalens and his namesakes in the United States.
You know, it's actually kind of awe-inspiring at this point to just step back and survey all of this, all of the data, all the research, the stories, the parents, the odds, because every single Jalen we found was born after Jalen Rose became that nationally famous trendsetter in the early 90s with the Fab Five. And now, we have another wave of Jalens, all coming of age, collectively tracing the crisp shape of one phenomenally correct hairline. A hairline of succession, belonging directly to the original eldest Jalen. Or so we thought.
My name is Jalen Shepherd, and I was born in 1970. I'm from a little town basically called Plant City, Florida.
Up next, we share our findings, including 50-year-old Jalen Shepherd, with Jalen Rose, the man himself, who was born in 1973.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Jalen, I had envisioned this moment here today almost like a Maury Povich moment, where we get to tell you whether you are in fact the father of America's Jalens, the inspiration, the official originator of all of the many, many Jalens out there. So we have reached the bottom of the rabbit hole. We have left no stone unturned. We have the results. Are you ready?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, I'm ready.
Jalen Rose, we have interviewed in total 35 different Jalens over a period of weeks. And some of their parents also, by the way, to ask where they got their name. And a number of them very unequivocally, definitively know that they were named after you specifically. And I want to play tape for you first from someone named Jalen Noble. Jalen Noble was a cast member on the reality show Love Island.
Iowa State-Michigan game was on, and I didn't know who to root for. I think it was 11 years old. And my dad was watching the game, and I sat down next to him and started watching. And my dad kind of looked over me and said, you know, you're named after somebody that went to Michigan, right? And I said, who? And he said, Jalen Rose.
Jalen Noble, Jalen Rose. You should know this, too. He was the bad boy on Love Island. And he said that it was the most meaningful interview he's ever done, even more so than being on Love Island. So
that's love.
How does that sort of an anecdote, Jalen, from Jalen Noble, how does that fit with stories that you've heard over the years?
It fits, and uniquely from Ohio, a Buckeye. You know how much love you have for somebody to name your kid after a Wolverine? You have to explain that to your family members. Like, you could be ostracized from the family.
Dude, I mean, this clearly transcends blood feuds, rivalries, sports. This is something far, far deeper than that. I want to do a little test of your superpowers here for a second, Jalen Rose. And there's no pressure, of course, but I want to play you a bit of sound from one of these Jalens. And I want to ask you if you have any idea which Jalen this could be.
When I first met Jalen, my dad kind of said, like, this is your name after. And, like, I was like, okay, like, you know, whatever, like, jokingly. But honestly, not too long ago, I asked my mom, like, who really knows everything. Like, my dad's good, but my mom, she has the final say in everything. Yeah, that's who I was named after.
That's love. Shout to my nephew, Jalen Brunson. I did play with his dad, Rick. Rick Brunson, whose son now plays in the league. So this is 2003, that's 20 years ago.
That's wild. We talked to Michigan's own Jalen Mayfield, the offensive tackle who's in the NFL draft this year, and his parents, Heather and Brian, they confirmed that, no surprise, you directly inspired their son's name. But here's what's interesting. Not only did they meet in college during the Fab Five era, Jalen, they went to nearby Ferris State.
Mm.
And the way your face is reacting and your voice is going, they say they actually met you a few times. Are you familiar with the area around Ferris State as you rub your hands like Birdman right now?
Absolutely. So you know where I was when the offseason happened? At Ferris State. That was one of my honeycomb hideouts right there. They are not lying at all.
So they mentioned a specific honeycomb, a bar called the Alibi. Does the Alibi ring a bell?
It does ring a bell.
I'm just glad there wasn't an alibi for the Alibi. You owned it. I'm glad you did that.
Oh, I'm owning it 110%. No regrets, no shame.
And speaking of shame, Jalen, we also did want to offer you an encore challenge of sorts, because Jalen Agnew of the Atlanta Dream, one of your namesakes, she wants to go one-on-one with you personally, and she also wears your number, number 5, by the way.
I will be honored. And by the way, please let me score. Like, she's a current professional athlete. I know how this works, Pablo. Yeah. I already know she's going to beat me, but I just want to do it just to say that I was able to.
Look, it's very clear to us and all of the experts we talked to that you are the originator, you're the influencer, but there is a twist that we did not expect. There is a person that we discovered, Jalen, because we did look under every rock. We're journalists, we're investigative reporters.
I love
this.
And
so we discovered something that we consider the most surprising and interesting thing that we've found. And all credit on this goes to our research department at ESPN because they found a newspaper article from Florida that contained a name, and that name belonging to the winner of a local fern competition, like a plant growing contest. That name is Jalen Shepherd. And as our final gift in our presentation to you, we wanted you to hear his Jalen's story.
My name is Jalen Shepherd, and I was born in 1970. Jalen Rose was born in 73. My first name is J-A-L-E-N, just like Jalen Rose.
So tell me how you got your first name, Jalen.
My name comes from my mom and my dad's name. I have two older brothers. I guess I was kind of unexpected. And they just combined my mom and my dad's name together, Jackie and Alan.
So Jackie and Alan combined to make Jalen. That's how that happened.
Correct.
Growing up, Jalen Shepherd, did you know anyone else with the name Jalen?
Actually, no, I didn't. Until Jalen Rose came along and playing basketball for Michigan, I had never heard anyone called Jalen. So it was exciting when he started playing basketball. I said, he's got my name. Wow. I couldn't believe it.
Over the years, Jalen, had you noticed that the name Jalen had gotten pretty popular? What did you chalk that up to as you were sort of watching more and more Jalens pop up around the earth?
Of course, it was me. No, I'm kidding. I presume it became popular because of Jalen Rose. I'm sure it did. Kind of hoped it was me, but I guess it's not.
So, Jalen Shepherd, before we let you go, is there anything you want Jalen Rose to know?
I just want Jalen Rose to know that he has a great name. It's an admirable name, to be honest with you, because, I mean, my name has such a history in itself, and I'm sure his does too with his father and his uncle. But with a name like ours, we stand out above and beyond the rest. So hang in there, Jalen Rose. You might make it more famous than me one day.
Wow! Yes, yes. That is awesome. Investigative CSI ESPN type work. He was born in 1970. And how organic is it that it's a combination of his parents' name? That is crazy.
Had you ever met a Jalen born before you?
Never.
But there is an even better twist to that interview, Jalen, because Jalen Shepherd's wife, it turns out that she is this huge sports fan. She has a huge sports card collection, and she pulled out a big binder of her cards, and inside was a Jalen Rose 1995-96 Indiana Pacers card, which means...
I knew Jalen Rose before I knew you.
She knew Jalen Rose before she knew me. But little did she know that I was before Jalen Rose, so that just kind of sparked in her eye, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
That you were the first Jalen that she ever knew of, for whatever that's worth.
And they're now married. Oh, that is awesome.
I guess what needs to happen, Jalen, at this point is like you need a Jalen con. You need a Jalen convention because all of these people not only feel connected to you, they really do love and admire you and clearly your mom. It's something that we were struck by in every conversation we heard from, pretty much.
Thank you. And that means everything to me because my mother was my rock. She was my number one supporter, my toughest critic. She was the person that took me to practice. She was the one that told me, you're not going to be a dumb jock. There was a time in my life where I was struggling in school, like in sixth grade, and I'll never forget, she took me off the team. And that was a game-changing moment in my life academically. And so in high school, I learned from that. I was an All-American, but I also was on the honor roll. In college, I was an All-American, but I was on the dean's list. I did graduate from high school. I am the founder of a charter high school. So that became a pivotal moment in my life for my mom when she showed me that my academics were going to be just as important as my basketball.
Jalen Rose, as we look forward to Jalen Con, I think it's safe to say that you are the Jalen. You are the father who inspired literally thousands upon thousands of Jalens of all genders, races, ages, and creeds across America. I think we can declare this case officially closed.
Absolutely. And for you music historians, Michael Jackson wasn't the first person to moonwalk. Popularized it.
There is a difference, Jalen. You're right. There's a difference between being first and being the most influential. And we thank you, Jalen Rose, for sharing your influence with us on ESPN Daily.
I thank you. And Pablo, again, I'm truly humbled. I love you and appreciate you, my brother. I know this took a lot of time and energy from you and your staff and the team. And as you know, I've recently lost my mom, and this helped keep her legacy alive. So thank you very much.
I'm Pablo Torre. This has been a very Jalen ESPN Daily. Special thanks to Zuriel Loving, Stacey Pressman, Sarah Ziegler, Adam Reisinger, and Michelle Rossetti-Miller. I'll talk to you tomorrow.